I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump is standing by members of the Saudi royal family as they continue to deny knowing anything about the suspected killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Unnamed Turkish officials say a search at the Istanbul Saudi consulate gave more evidence that Khashoggi was killed there. The New York Times reports that four of the 15 people named by Turkish authorities as suspects have links to the Crown Prince, while another is a senior figure in the country's interior ministry. The Archdiocese of Washington has voluntarily released the names of former clergy members credibly accused of sexually abusing minors as part of an ordered review. The Archdiocese posted the list on its website Monday and said there have been no credible claims of abuse made against archdiocesan priests in more than 20 years. Cardinal Donald Worrell had ordered the review in 2017. About 90% of children separated from their parents at the border have now been released from US custody. The Office of Refugee Resettlement that oversees the government youth shelters reported that 245 kids remain in custody following President Trump's controversial zero-tolerance policy. The office said the majority of their parents were deported back to Central America. The ACLU said that when contacted, two-thirds of the parents want their children to remain in the US, where they would be safe. Canada has become the second country after Uruguay to legalize possession and use of recreational cannabis. The nationwide market for cannabis opened Wednesday at midnight amid lingering questions about the impact on health, the law and public safety. Preparations included mailings to 15 million households detailing the new cannabis laws and public awareness campaigns. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.